Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're out to the hotline right now to talk to one of our favorite people, a ray of sunshine in these turbulent times, a man who finds, well, actually the cloud that goes with every silver lining, Rob Rossi of The Athletic. Hi, Rob. Rob?
Chris, you there?
I am here, Rob. Yeah, I gave you such a glowing intro.
I know, I heard it, and then I lost you for a second. I apologize.
That's
I heard
all
right. something about ghost of something. But,
yeah, I said yes, you find the cloud on every silver lining.
Yes, I do. Well, there really isn't sun. It's just an illusion. It's all just darkness ready to, encompass us all as we begin this great journey to the unknown. How are you?
Man, I feel like anytime I hear Journey to the Unknown, I think of Frozen 2 now, which is how I know I'm a parent because of one of the songs in that movie. But that's neither here nor there. Since you're a huge Rolling Stones fan and I like them a great deal as well, I just want to know, does a true Stones fan see Keith Richards' name trending and at all worry that he actually kicked the bucket, or is that not even on the table?
That's a good question. I would like to think that if there is a time and place where Keith is going to go, it's going to sort of be like the Force and we're all going to feel it, sort of like we'll just know. But I don't think Keith's time on Earth is going to be up until he finds the cure for COVID-19. And then his great work will be done.
Well, they could just like take some of his blood and probably cure every
exactly.
disease known to man.
I don't know why they haven't done that.
Keith, we need a couple pints to synthesize here and do a cure for every disease that's ever existed, including ones we don't know about yet.
Here's the question, though. Who has the more magic blood, Keith or Mick? Because Keith has survived all the drugs and the booze, but Mick is like a medical marvel at soon to be, age 77 here. So I don't know. Maybe you need a concoction of both. But yes, every time I see his name trending, I do. In seriousness, I've told people like loved ones can die, friends can perish, institutions can crumble. When Mick or Keith goes, you will not see me for 10 days. I have a mourning period that begins, and that will be it.
Rob Rossi of The Athletic there with maybe the most dramatic answer I've ever heard about the Rolling Stones. Let's get down to brass tacks with hockey. First off, how are you feeling looking at the entire scope of things for the NHL? Their phase 3 and 4 plans came out earlier this week. I honestly thought, Rob, by and large, they were pretty impressive in their level of detail and conscientiousness. Do you feel like it's a pretty good shot now that the NHL actually gets this done and gets on the ice for this?
Yeah, I do. But I will say this, Chris, I really wish they'd be doing training camps in Canada. And look, you know how I feel about Canada, so that's not something I really find great joy in saying. But I just feel like to get to Canada right now is really the only concern any of us should have.
Why didn't they do them in Canada? Because Sean Gentile and I were texting, and he sort of brought that up to me. Why wasn't that on the table?
I think, honestly, there's as much as there is a plethora of hockey facilities in Canada, to go to one of these hub cities and do training camps for, 12 teams in each city would have been very difficult. Even though the camps are going to be more like glorified practices each day. But I just think they felt like doing them in the controlled environment of the home arenas, or excuse me, the home practice facilities, was going to be the best way to get these guys not only in shape, but also to keep them safe. But they aren't going to be doing, for and reasons I don't understand, they aren't going to be doing quarantine during the training camps. And also, with everything going on in our country, you know, we screwed this things up six way to Sunday. I mean, I just feel like, as long as they can get to Canada without any major outbreaks or any major teams just being short, you know, 5 to 10 players because of an outbreak, I think they're going to be okay. But these next 2 weeks worry me.
Rob, do you think that compared to Major League Baseball, I'll set this up, it's a bit of a lengthy question. I look at the NHL, I think there is reason to worry for the next couple of weeks, but I do think they've got a real shot at this, a better shot than maybe Major League Baseball does and the NBA does. Do you think hockey, if that were to come to pass, the NHL can get to Canada, the other two leagues just have false starts and just cannot get themselves going, that hockey would be able to actually seize on having a captive audience and make some real inroads with sports fans and get onto the radar a little bit?
I do. I don't think hockey's had this great of an opportunity since 1994 when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup and hockey's reaction was to shut down for half a season. Great idea. Look, I think when you're talking about the NBA and the NHL, the differences between the two leagues, and, you know, Chris, we're both fans of both, the NHL tends to have its best playoff action early, where the NBA tends to have its best playoff action late. But I don't think it really matters what the action is going to be like, because people are so thirsty for live competition right now. So if they can get up to Canada, and it sounds like once they do, as I think I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, they're going to be doing 3 games a day, every day early on. I think they have a real chance to, they're going to get their fans, right? They're going to get the people in Pittsburgh, the people in Buffalo, like the casual hockey fans and also the diehards. But I do think there's an opportunity to pique the interest of people who otherwise wouldn't pay attention, because when the Stanley Cup playoffs are going on, you also have the NBA playoffs. You also have baseball. You also tend to have, you know, NFL mini camps. You're not going to have that competition right now. And with the way baseball seems intent on just destroying itself during this, I think that's where the NHL can make the biggest inroads, because I think there's probably more of a carryover for baseball fans willing to sort of get into hockey than there are NBA fans willing to get into hockey, just because I think they're two different fan bases. But also, if you're going to give a choice to pick one or the other, I think basketball fans would probably just pick the NBA. But if you're going to give a choice between regular season baseball, even at 60 games, versus Stanley Cup playoff hockey, I mean, there's really no competition for how that looks on TV.
Rob Rossi, The Athletic, joining us here on the PM team. Now we go to the Penguins then, Rob. How well positioned do you feel they are if and when this gets to Canada and this gets going to actually make a true deep run and maybe win another Stanley Cup?
I think the Penguins are going to win the Stanley Cup. I think they are the team that has the best combination of experience, health. I think they have two capable goaltenders, although I expect Matt Murray to be the guy that is going to be the goaltender at the start of this postseason. I think some of what we saw the Penguins do this year is going to be very applicable to this postseason, specifically their defensive play. I know for a fact their best players are extraordinarily motivated. They look at this like a real opportunity. I'm not sure every other team does, Chris. I don't get the sense that a lot of these teams are sort of all in. The Penguins are. They've had Crosby, you know, basically running practices out there the past month to get these guys ready so that when they open up training camp, they're ready to really push it with Mike Sullivan. I think Sullivan's a really good short series coach, and I think this is going to break for them very favorably, because I think Montreal will test them, but not to the point where I think the Penguin fans have to be worried. And I think that's going to put them in a real good position in that first round matchup against whoever it is. They're going to face one of these four teams, and they're going to be four teams they play that are pretty good. But one of those teams is going to get a Penguin team that's gone against real competition versus just going into this play-in round. And then once you get past that, you know, you get sort of into that, you know, final eight, which is what I'm talking about. If the Penguins get past Montreal and whoever they play in round one, well, then it's a matter of if the Penguins are healthy, you have to beat Crosby and Malkin 4 out of 7. And not too many teams have been able to do that, especially when they're healthy and rested. And they're going to be as healthy and rested for this as they've ever been.
How much of a factor is it in their favor? Like, to what degree are we talking about here that Jake Guentzel is going to be ready to go for this?
Oh, huge, huge. I mean, look, Jake Guentzel is second amongst all players active in points per game in the playoffs. I mean, it goes Crosby, him, then Malkin. You get Jake Guentzel back, that not only helps your power play, that really makes Sidney Crosby more dangerous. And I know that, you know, how much more dangerous can you make Sidney Crosby? Well, think about this. I mean, now Crosby doesn't have to do everything on that line. And I'm not so sure that the top line, even though it's Crosby's line, is going to be the one teams focus on completely, because that Malkin Rust line is going to, it's just been so dominant this year. I just think, you know, the Penguins have had 4 games with those guys in the lineup, Crosby, Malkin, and Guentzel. We have no idea, none, what they look like when they combine the defensive attention that they played with up until like the final 3 weeks, when frankly I think things just kind of caught up with them. But the defensive attention that they showed really from the start of the year, even more than the results of what that did, to me that's the most important thing, because they were playing the right way. Now you add Jake Guentzel to that. Oh, I mean, I'm not saying this lightly, Chris. I haven't felt this good about the Penguins going into a postseason since 2009. Like, I really think this team reminds me a lot of that 2009 team. They're kind of deceptively deep on the back end. They have a power play that I think is much better than their regular season results show. They got the two big boys, but they got real good complementary players. And this team has forward depth. And it's probably second only to the 2016 and 2009 teams. You just think about the guys that they have that they can roll out there. So you add Jake Guentzel. He's one of the best pure offensive wingers in the National Hockey League. And he would be viewed that way more if he didn't play with Crosby, or at times this season with Malkin, where it can sort of be, oh, well, he plays with one of those guys. Well, look, a lot of people have played with those guys. Only Jake Guentzel was on pace to put up 40 goals in back-to-back seasons. So what's that tell you?
Rob, I'm thrown off a little bit by all the positivity of the last 4.5 minutes or thereabouts. So I'm going to ask you to get back. I'll finish up here, like, kind of in something that's a more comfortable posture for you, okay? Ready?
Sure.
If the Penguins do not win the Stanley Cup, you are just on the record now as saying you think that they will, assuming that this whole thing actually gets itself to Canada and lurches up there without any major hiccups, obviously. Outside of the usual hockey reasons, i.e. major injuries to stars, or hot goalie syndrome, or cold goalie syndrome in their case, what other reasons are there why this wouldn't happen for them?
Other than injuries, or sort of just the goalies not playing well?
Yeah, goalie luck or injuries.
I think the other way they get them is they lose a close series to a team like Boston. I'm trying to think who else.
Tampa.
I think they beat Tampa. I don't think Tampa is engaged in this as people think. I think they either lose a close series to a team like Boston, who just stylistically has been a tough matchup for them, or if they have to go, say, I'm just throwing this out there, right? After Montreal, if they have to go, say, like Washington, Philly, and Boston, you know, 3 in a row like that, and then they get sort of an upstart young team that is just had an easier road, I think that could be a trouble for them in the final. But I really think Boston's the only team matchup-wise that I really go, oh, I probably they should be the favorites over the Penguins. I don't think anybody's talking about the Penguins, Chris. And I think for the first time in a long time, they can sort of fly under the radar in the playoffs. And usually when they do that with this group, they've made a lot of noise.
Rob Rossi of The Athletic, loving it. I'm loving the boldness here. He's calling a Penguins Stanley Cup win, so long as this tournament actually happens, these playoffs actually happen. Thank you, Rob.
If Keith Richards goes in the next week, I'm going to end you, just so you know.
Noted. Thank you, Rob. Rob Rossi right there, the biggest Rolling Stones fan, and apparently as bullish on the Penguins in these playoffs as he is on the Stones all the time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.